Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. As always, Martin Kellner joined us for a week of sport on TV.
Yeah, it was on good form today.
Todd Macklin had some good stuff to chat
very
about
good today.
A very good story from the world of ice hockey we brought you, so we hope you enjoy that. We had a chat.
Yeah, we reacted to the big news of the day.
Yeah, it just kind of hit us that Everton got that 10-point deduction, so we talked about that. So that should do you here in all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
It's a bit of a shocker, isn't it, Everton?
It certainly is. Yeah, I mean, as you said, it has got a long way to run. You'll expect an appeal to go in. We're just listening to the finance expert there in Jim and Simon's show. They may not have... He was suggesting they may not have sufficient grounds for appeal, but they obviously see it very differently. Yeah. We've had the statement from Everton. So we will see what happens next. But you know,
it has
there
ramifications.
Are other clubs.
Oh, yeah, definitely has ramifications for City and Chelsea, no question.
Yeah, well, they're the ones we know about, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it may have ramifications for other clubs as well. Who knows?
You wouldn't expect me not to say this, but I'm not a big fan of points deductions. No, I'm not. I think it punishes the wrong people. And I'm not sure it's the right way to go about it. But there we go. You know, I'm much more in favour of big fines and transfer bans than I am of points deductions. I think you should win or lose points on the pitch, not off the pitch. That's my personal opinion, but there you go.
Well, interesting here from Evertonians today. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ or 03717223344. This is the opening salvo, you think, from the Premier League.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a chat with Martin Lipton from The Sun very shortly, who's right across matters like this. And look at, you know, I mean, this would be the other Premier League clubs. I mean, it went to a commission, this, didn't it?
No, it was an independent commission.
That's right.
So I think it has to be, because obviously, you know, the other clubs...
There could be a little bit of self-interest involved, if that was
the
case.
Yeah, no, my goodness, that's unusual, isn't it?
Tends not to work like that, does it? Everybody's like a big brotherhood.
Very interesting the other night. I was watching the Women's Champions League game between Real Madrid and Chelsea.
Yeah.
And we argue about not having VAR at all, you know, and that we should get rid of it. But the problem is of getting rid of it. And it just shows that what's wrong with it is the way it's implemented. Because that game, I've never seen two of the worst decisions I've ever seen in football.
Wow.
Absolutely astonishing. That
I saw Emma Hayes railing against
She was 100% right. But yeah. VAR would have completely overruled those two decisions.
Yeah.
I mean, you just wonder what was going on. It was mad. But there you go. That's the problem with it. So while it's, you know, the argument is let's get rid of it, the problem is when you get sawn off, you don't feel like getting rid of it so quickly.
No, that's why we often have championship managers and even League One managers, League Two, saying we've got to have VAR in our league. It's not fair, but careful what you
wish. And that's the deal with Saudi oil sponsorship for FIFA. That's a real surprise, isn't it? After they we made the sole bidder for 2034.
Yeah.
Honestly, shameless, isn't it?
Well done to the marketing department. It must have taken an awful lot of work to get that one over the line. Well done to everybody at FIFA. And now, one of the things to get you going on this afternoon, apart from hearing from you, Evertonians, about what's gone on today, is this. Ashley Westwood, you probably saw the other day, has taken over as the boss of Afghanistan. Did you
really?
See that?
Yeah,
former Manchester United.
Yeah, no, I know he is.
Youngster. Yeah. Ashley Westwood has become the gaffer of Afghanistan. First day at work yesterday, they played Qatar, got beat 8-1.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's not a great result, is it?
I think we file that one under... What happened to you on your first day in charge? So suddenly you stepped up. You were management. Yeah. And suddenly you were in charge of people. You were whether that's on Sunday morning football when you became the gaffer of a team for the first day or whatever, or whatever level, or indeed in any walk of life. So we're interested to know what happened on the first day you were in charge. Let us know. 03717 223 344 TalkSport.com. Text 81089. Tweet TSHNJ, TSHANDJ, and get in touch this afternoon.
I do think Everton will get out of it, though. I think they're in reasonable form. Sean Dyche has done a great job, and the three teams down at the bottom are really terrible. So I can't see, you know, one win and they're out of the bottom three. So even if they don't get it overturned, I think they'll be all right.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
What a week of sport on TV it's been. Well, or has it? We're about to find out. Martin Kellner.
International week,
will bring
I'd say
it
not.
To us now.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you can watch the Grand Slam of darts. That they always put that in there when the international break, and that's always entertaining, which I'll talk about in a sec. I was just watching the Everton story. I have to say, I was watching it on Sky News, and there was, you know, because my daughter works for Sky News,
yes,
so
of course.
I have to tune in out of loyalty. So I was watching that, and they brought, they were trying. It was a 1 o'clock news, and they were trying very hard to get further coverage on the Everton story. It was breaking news at that point, and they got some guy from the South Wales branch of the Everton Supporters Club.
Right,
and he started off by saying, "I'm lost for words."
Ah,
and then there was a big gap, and I thought, "That's just what you want when you're trying to cover a breaking news story." Somebody comes on and says, "I'm lost for words," but I, you know, understood the sentiment.
Yeah.
I mean, I was watching a thing on iPlayer called The Football News Show, which I've never seen. I presume it's broadcast somewhere, but it was on BBC iPlayer. Did an interesting piece on Villa. The headline of the story was How Villa Are Disrupting the Elite. And Charlotte Dunker of The Times, who you may have spoken to yourself, she was on there saying that, she's a bit of a Midlands specialist for the Times, she was saying that the key was that Unai Emery was given the keys to the castle. By that, she meant that, you know, he was able to completely sort of restructure what was going on, which was a big job at Villa, because remember, they were a bit of a basket case for quite some time.
Sure.
But they had some sort of Villa experts on there. Ian Taylor was one of them, I remember. They were talking about what Villa's ambition might be. And they're saying, well, maybe the ceiling would be fourth or fifth, and obviously they'd be delighted with that. And winning a trophy. And they're favourites to win the the Conference League.
Yes.
And I was outraged because two of the experts there said, of course, it's only the European Conference League. I said, only? Come on.
You're a bit touchy about that, aren't you?
Very much so.
Yeah.
You know, I got the impression they might, UEFA might be considering actually renaming it only the Conference League, so that nobody gets ideas
well,
above the
station. If enough teams get point deductions, Villa could win the league.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, I mean, yes. Who knows? It could be decimated this time. They could be running away with the league.
It could be their season.
Yes.
I watched another thing on iPlayer called "My Husband, the MMA Fighter."
Right.
In a series called "Our Lives," so it's a sort of documentary series. A sort of reality type thing. It was Stevie Braveheart Ray who went to fight for $1 million in New York at, and it was. But I mean, I suppose it's not a spoiler. People will know what happened. He fought that other guy whose name is I've forgotten the name of the guy. Oliver Aubin-Mercier.
Right.
For the profession, that was the guy.
Yeah.
For the professional, cage fighting tournament.
Yeah.
For
$1 million. Is it called that, Martin? The professional cage fighting tournament?
No, they don't like to do that. They call it professional something else. I can't remember. PFL or FPL or whatever it was. But that wasn't the point of the program.
No.
The point of the program was sort of being married to an MMA fighter and what he has to go through. I mean, he lives in the gym. I mean, literally lives in the gym for 6 out of 7 days every week in the months leading up to the fight. And this was going to change. They're in Kirkcaldy in Fife.
Jockey Wilson country, wasn't it?
Very much Jockey
Wilson
country.
Yeah, that's right.
Not the, you know, not what you'd call the type of place that's looking for some levelling up, really, to be honest. Mm. Now, she's Natalie. She's from Edinburgh. He was telling us, Stevie Braveheart Ray, whereas he's been in Kirkcaldy all his life. And there seemed to be, between Kirkcaldy and Edinburgh, there was quite a gap.
Right.
You know, he said it's like the yin and the yang.
Right.
And he'd had troubled times. He got into fights. He started off fighting when somebody was bullying him when he was about 10 years old or something, and his dad said, well, go out and beat him up. Oh. And he did, and that got him into fighting, and he's now, you know, he has to fight, although he's now retired.
Oh, okay.
Apparently. But, you know, when you consider what he had to go through, he had to lose 2.5 stone in 2 weeks.
That's nothing sound healthy, Martin.
Two and a half stone in two weeks? No, yeah. Not at all. He suffered from, you know, he was sort of mildly depressive. And I thought, well, I'd be mildly depressive if I had to lose 2.5 stone in 2 weeks. And it covered, but it was a fascinating show because it covered his wife's, because his wife has to look after the kids all the time. They've got four kids, and one of them's poorly. And, you know, it was a real, really sort of difficult life she had to lead. But leading up to going to fight at Madison Square Gardens in New York, she went to a hairdresser and got done up, rather like, I don't know if you've seen Say Yes to the Dress.
Oh, yes.
But have you watched that?
Well, I'm aware of it. I'm not avidly, Martin. I've got to be honest.
What on earth is that?
Yeah. It was,
I don't even want to know what that is.
Surely, Andy, you've watched Say Yes to the Dress, haven't you?
I've got a clue what
that is. My missus loves it, actually. We watch it quite a lot. Right. But anyway, so it was a bit like that. She was getting ready for it. There was a lot of scenes of her in the hairdresser's chair, and they're talking about how big it was for Kirkcaldy that he was going out to New York to fight in this. And the hairdresser, or one of the customers, said, yeah, it's wonderful. There's nobody like Stevie. This is Stevie Braveheart Ray.
Yes.
There's nobody like Stevie around here. And someone says, yeah, Susan Boyle. Now, I never knew that she'd been involved in MMA.
Just for a brief period, she was in the cage fighting business. She dreamed a dream. And then went into cage fighting, Susan Boyle. So, well, okay. Anyway, so that's pretty good. Stevie,
it's not bad.
Jockey Wilson and Susan Boyle, all from Kirkcaldy. That's
all
pretty
from
impressive, yeah.
It's not bad. It's,
so,
I mean, it's
worth watching,
Wakefield.
Martin. Is it? Is it? How long is it? Is it about a little half an hour? Or?
No, it's about a sort of reasonable 40 minutes, as I recall it.
Jockey Wilson anecdote? It's very quick.
Oh, please.
You got a jockey? Yeah. I didn't know. I have ever heard your Jockey Wilson anecdote.
When I was in the magazine world, I was doing a feature on a well-known health farm.
Yes.
And they invited me down there for a day to sample all the treatments.
Oh, okay. So Payola situation,
well,
as Glenn would call it.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And I got on this bed, massage bed, and then basically this woman came to attend to me. And then I looked up, and there was a photo of Jockey Wilson above the bed. Like, he'd been there and had this treatment. I was thinking,
okay,
that's not going to work, is it? Let's be honest.
So what, Jockey?
That's it. That's my Jockey Wilson.
That's it. Jockey had been there.
Yeah.
Yes,
and had the treatment, and it made me think, oh, that's just definitely not going to work.
It's a massage, Andy. What's it going to do for you? It's not going to turn you into a wall
of
rippling muscle.
Sort of shrink wrap, I think it was more.
You're in shrink wrap.
Well, you know that thing where they wrap you up?
Sure, you weren't lying. You weren't lying back of the store at Tesco's. This was what a terrible thought.
What a terrible
story.
So,
Marty, I think we've got time for a quickie. What else did we watch?
Well, the Grand Slam of Darts, which I always enjoy, and Dan Dawson's very good. With John Parr in the commentary box, John McDonald doing the announcing. It comes from Wolverhampton.
Yes.
So you try saying Wolverhampton in the sort of announcer's style. Wolverhampton. It's very, very difficult.
It's like Halloween all over again, isn't it?
Yes. He gave it a go though. And Andrew Gilding. It was Andrew Goldfinger Gilding. The match I watched last night. And he
Not
was
Andrew
against
Goldfinger Gilding.
Andrew Goldfielder Gilding against
Andrew Gefilter Golding. That's a very different, darts player, isn't it? Yeah.
You don't get a lot of Jewish darts players. But anyway, he was
we don't want any, by the way, listeners.
No, he was playing Stowe Barnes. Yeah. Jewish darts players. What a great. He was playing stadium.
Come back to that at 2 o'clock in the morning, Martin.
Yes, we may very. I'm sure we will. I'm sure we will. But anyway, he was playing Andrew Gilding, and he was going for the 19s instead of the 20s.
Yeah.
And John Part reckoned that it might have been a tactic, and he said, "Well, you can't bamboozle Andrew Gilding. He's unbamboozleable."
That's a great word.
Unbamboozleable.
Unbamboozleable. That's fantastic.
Unbamboozleable. And just one gag, because after that, because he's called Goldfinger, of course.
Yes.
Dan Darts Dawson said, "Yeah, he's unbamboozleable. He expects you to die." And with a little gap, and then John Part said, "Oh, that'll be a James Bond reference, will it?" And I expected Dan.
Slightly killed it for Dan.
But anyway, there you go.
Brilliant. You're back overnight, Martin.
Thank you.
Overnight, 1 a.m.
1 a.m.
A lot of excitement.
And I'm sure you'll be talking Everton. That'll still be
definitely
bubbling along. Certainly, angry Evertonians. Yeah. Thank you, Martin. We'll catch up with you next week.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Time to talk American sport once again with our man Todd Macklin. Good afternoon, Todd.
Hi, boys.
So, yes, we've had the news this afternoon that Everton are being deducted 10 points in the Premier League for financial irregularities. Is it a similar thing ever happened in the world of American sports? I don't know, we're kind of putting you on the spot. As Andy said, you can't be relegated, of course, but it would affect your league position.
You can lose
position.
Draft choices, I recall that.
Around financial situations, what has happened in American sport generally?
Yeah, Andy's right. It is draft picks. So if you do anything financially irregular, our big thing is free agency. So there have been examples where a team has spoken to a player before the designated time that you can start talking about free agency. So let's say in the National Hockey League, free agency starts on July 1st. Mm-hmm. If they find that you've talked to someone, which, let's be honest, is happening, but if you ever get caught at it, then there are penalties. And as Andy said, it's usually with a fine. It's usually, and depending on the severity of it, usually in the hundreds of thousands, and it's usually draft picks. And we talked about it too, right? The Spygate, I think we talked about it last week or the week before about the University of Michigan with the spying. Well, the Patriots did a Spygate thing. And they got fine plus draft picks as well. That's the big thing in our sports over here is those draft picks. And if you take away a team's first round draft pick, it's a pretty big deal.
Now, something that rarely happens in sport in this country, barring Wimbledon to Milton Keynes, is that teams basically are just picked up by an owner and deposited somewhere else. But Oakland's A's fans are living without at the moment.
Yeah, but look, it's on top of the Oakland football team, which was there for years and years also.
Yeah, they're off to Vegas, a 9-hour drive, 1.5-hour flight. I take it it's not played particularly well. I mean, they've got a fairly chunky fan base, I would think, in Oakland, haven't they, Todd?
You know what? They used to in the glory years, and I think, you know, you could say for a lot of teams, when they're winning, which the A's did for a long time, the fan base is big, but it's just, it's not been the same. And it's, you know, what is it? Is it because they haven't been competitive? You know, it's the fan base has dried up, or did the fan base dry up that didn't give them a lot of resources? Because so then they couldn't spend on the team. Who knows? We just know that it looks like the A's, and they may be renamed, are likely going to Vegas. Now, there's still some things that have to happen. You know, the Vegas City Council voted to add a tax, and that was going to generate $300 million to help build the new stadium in Vegas for the baseball team. But some people are challenging that tax, so, you know, they're going to have to go through that. And then, you know, the lease is up for the A's in Oakland, I think, after next season. And the new stadium reportedly isn't ready until 2028. So they've got 3 years. They're going to have to figure out where they're going to play. And some people have talked, well, they just keep playing in Oakland until then. But they may not. And they may have to find somewhere else for the team to play for those 3 years.
The owner, John Fish, has taken a lot of heat from the fans. And indeed, former players. One recently retired player called Trevor May did a podcast last month before this news was official. And this is what he had to say about the owner.
Sell the team, dude. Sell it, man. Let someone who actually, like, takes pride in the things they own something. There's actually people who give a shit about the game. Let them do it.
Yeah, 55 years in one town, suddenly they're up sticks. I mean, you know, there's so much for tradition. But anyway, we'll see what happens there.
Is that where money... I'm going mad. Is that where Moneyball took place? Was that Oakland? Or
it was. Yeah, it was. Andy, you are correct.
Yeah, so they've got a place in the history of the game. Now, a big story this week was in the NBA, and this was a kind of... a brawl between the Warriors and Minnesota, in which Draymond Green, one of the players, who's got a bit of previous, which kind of led to the length of his ban, got somebody in a choke hold, Rudy Gobert, in the game. $770,000 fine, effectively. He's going to lose in wages for this and five games.
Yeah, and Paul, you mentioned there is a history with Draymond, right? This is his fifth suspension, And you know, the league talked about the fact that, listen, you've got a past of getting suspended, and it did play a role in the severity of it. And listen, it comes at a bad time for the Warriors. Steph Curry is hurt, so now you're talking about two of their starters, two of their top five players, both out of the lineup. And this is Draymond. You know what fires it, like this passion, this fire. He crosses the line, and the Warriors try and keep him from crossing the line. But it's, you know, he says, listen, I need this fire, this passion, and sometimes this will happen. And you know, I guess the Warriors would tell you it's better happening now at this point in the regular season than in the playoffs when it's happened before. And you remember in 2016, he got suspended for a finals game, and it turned that series around, and they lost it. So it's kind of, this is what you get with Draymond. You get the very good most of the time, but you also get this bad.
And Steve Kerr, the coach of the Warriors, said that he deserved it. He went too far. Yep. So he's done the right thing, really. Now, Travis Kelce, it's Taylor Taylor watch. Taylor Swift's stepping out with Travis Kelce, the NFL player. And with that increased scrutiny, it means people start plowing through all your old Twitter messages. They start going through all your old social media and Facebook and whatever else, seeing if they can pin anything on you. Well, they were all very disappointed if they were looking to muckrake, because quite a lot of stuff from sort of college and high schools, all very innocent, including one of him feeding a squirrel. It's about as racy as it got.
Yeah, you're so right, Paul, because usually this is where people get cancelled, right? You go back on their social media and you find something from 10 years ago. And I guess the only thing we can criticize Travis Kelce for was he's a terrible speller.
Yeah.
Because in that note about the feeding the squirrel, I guess he spelt the word peace wrong, if I'm remembering correctly, and squirrel.
Squirrel he struggled with, yeah. But it's great. It's great they found nothing, isn't it? It basically comes across. He comes across as an even nicer guy than he seems at the moment. So so it was kind of good PR for him, which those sorts of social media trolls aren't generally. And we're going to finish with a story, Todd. Your great love is ice hockey. Yep. And Wayne Gretzky, the great, would you say the greatest of all time?
No question.
No question. Okay. This is the story he told the other. It's a beautiful little self-contained story. He was talking about visits to the Ice Hockey Hall of Fame, and this is what he had to say. He's been a few times, but listen to this.
The last time wasn't as memorable. I took my 9-year-old son, who didn't know a lot about hockey, but I said, you got to come to the Hall of Fame with me. But I said, I got to put a hat and sunglasses on if we want to get around. There's a lot of kids there. So we're getting around, and they got a great interactive part of the Hall of Fame downstairs. And my son says, can we get in line? I want to try this. And I said, great. So he's 1-for-1, 2-for-2, 3-for-3. He ends up 4-for-5, right? And he goes, Dad, will you try this? And I said, yeah, I'll try it. I'm 0-for-1, 0-for-2, 0-for-3. And the young kid who was running the line says, sir, if you move your hand down the stick a little farther. I was so mad at him. I threw my hat off and I told my son, we're running out of here.
That's fantastic. The greatest player of all time being told by this young lad running the old... the thing there, you know. Yeah, just move your hand down a little bit. I'm sure that'll definitely help. It's great, isn't it?
Well, it just shows you that, and it is true that everyone in Canada thinks they're an ice hockey expert, right? No matter who you're talking to, they think they know more than anybody.
Good stuff, Todd. Thanks very much. We'll catch up with you next week.
See you, boys.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
We've got down to the final two. The World Cup's been going on for just over 3 years now.
Well, a big surprise, wasn't it, India got to the final?
Yes.
Really.
I will have to try and find out whether Kohli's had a chance to look at the pitch yet, see if he's happy with it, if he signed it off.
I've never wanted Australia to win a game more.
Well, look, everybody...
And I love Indian cricket, but I just, you know, I told you, it's Harsha Bogley's annoyed me.
Doesn't Stop take gloating. Much, does it? We've had reaction, is it? Well, we had an Evertonian, Steve, I think it was, talking about what happened with Pompey back in the day. And a number of Pompey fans have been in touch. These were pre... FFP days, as Bill points out, he said it's a difficult comparison to make. He said, because then you could be a football club owner with a photocopy of someone's passport to satisfy fit and proper persons. Yeah, you make a good point. Not a whole lot better these days, Bill, to be honest, is it? It could be a whole lot better, definitely. So, Gav, the Leeds fan, said we got deducted 15 points. Remember that? That galvanised them. Yeah. 2007.
Yeah, remember? Juventus were relegated. River Plate were relegated in Argentina. But I think it happens to big clubs. It does happen.
Leeds that season went on an incredible run, didn't they, under Poyet? And then
Rangers, of course.
And Gary McAllister came in. Yeah, Rick, look, it can be done. So thank you very much for all your input. 0371 722 3344, Evertonians, if you want to react to the news. Stan Collymore's going to join us, and we'll talk about that because I would have almost certainly there'll be players in that dressing room today saying, right, we're going to go for it. You know, we're going to stick it to the Premier League, and we're going to get out of this quickly. So it'll be very interesting, I'm sure. Sean Dyche will be saying stuff like that. We'll get Stan's take on it. Look ahead to England, which is our commentary game this evening, of course.
It reduces their margin of error, but a couple of wins and they're going to be fine. Mm. Did you see that woman who visited 196 different nations? There only are 196. She visited
So she's going to every nation to do what?
Just to visit.
Oh, okay.
What else? I don't know.
Well, she didn't do anything there? Didn't have a pint in each one?
No.
didn't go to a spoons in each one?
No, she should do the 92, though. I think that would be a better thing for her to do.
But, so she's been to every nation. What's her favourite? Does she say?
Breathtaking Bolivia.
Oh, okay.
My words.
Do you need the alliteration? I was going to say, it's a bit
breathtaking
weird.
Breathtaking Bolivia. Yeah. She had to have her appendix removed in Kathmandu.
Really?
Why? As you do.
Yeah.
And was robbed twice. Yes.
Chris on line 12 also had his appendix out in Kathmandu. What are the chances of that? Did she have to? I suppose she needed operating.
Choice, really.
What's the Kathmandu? I imagine they're quite good. Probably no waiting list.
No waiting list. Yeah, apparently.
Probably didn't take that long. It's
probably doctors.
Oh, we're all going. I always have my appendix out in Kathmandu. We're all doing it at the moment.
A Scottish GP got a year's ban for cheating in a marathon. Was it a half marathon?
Oh yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, she got in a car, didn't she?
What's the point?
That's a good question.
Honestly, why enter these things if you're not going to take it seriously? I can't see what satisfaction that would give you. Oh yeah, my time was tremendous. Yeah, but you went for 2.5 miles in a car.
She meant to mention it, but by then they'd given her the medal, so it was all a bit late.
Sorry, I forgot.
It's all a bit too late. Ashley Westwood, we mentioned, had his first game in charge of Afghanistan, the former Manchester United youngster. It didn't go well. They lost 8-1 to Qatar, unfortunately. We asked about your first day in charge, whether it was of a football team at youth at Sunday morning or even in a job. Ray says, first day in charge for me was promoted to crew commander on fire appliance. Lorry fire on M25. Had to close the motorway both ways. Wow, that's a big call, isn't it?
It is.
Imagine having to do that on your first day at work. So, we're interested to know what happened to you on your first day, not necessarily in the job, but your first day in charge. You were suddenly management. You were suddenly the gaffer. And what happened to you? The equivalent of an 8-1 defeat or not? Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. 03717223344.
One of the worst things about AI, before we just go on to this, is the fact that you can no longer believe what you see.
Uh-huh.
So there's a fantastic photo today. It was following the GQ evening. I can't remember what it is. GQ.
Oh, yeah, Man of the Year, whatever the year. Yeah,
and it's basically Gary Lineker, Emma Corrin, the actress, and Leonie Anderson, who's a model, I think.
Yeah.
It looks as if they're all leaving together.
Yes.
It's a really strange fact. And you can see the fact that Gary's hand is overlapping Leomi's, that they weren't together.
Right.
And the way that she's moving. But it looks like,
it looks a bit Reservoir Dogs, doesn't it?
Yeah, at first you think, what are these three people got in common? And why are they leaving at exactly the same time?
What was the conversation like in the lift before they took that photograph?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, there we are. That was this afternoon show. We reconvene on Monday. Looking back on the international week, and of course, it's a game Monday night, isn't it? England play again Monday night, and there's a lot of stuff still to be decided. So we'll be bringing you that from Monday. Until then, have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.